The availability of shipping containers has been scarce. This is creating logistical challenges for agribusinesses, including Castleton, North Dakota-based SB&B Foods, who is an exporter of food-grade products like soybeans and dry beans. President Bob Sinner says there is a lot of anxiety over the issue.
At some point, we'll get back to some normalcy. But the import demand continues to be very, very strong. The congestion at our ports and the rail terminals is unheard of. And so that's creating a lot of anxiety because companies like us are a month or so behind of our export shipments to our food customers.
Chinese exporters are paying a premium to have shipping containers returned empty. Sinner says prices started soaring back in October.
Carriers, steamship lines were increasing the price because they could on imported containers. So a company that was typically paying $3,000 or $4,000 a container to bring it in from Asia is now paying $8,000, $10,000, even $15,000 a container. In contrast to exports, where container value is no more than $1,500 or $2,000. So do the math. The carriers are going, why do we want to stop, hesitate, and delay our containers to load it with an agricultural product?
The Agriculture Transportation Coalition has produced a draft report seeking a requirement for shipping containers to carry export cargo if it can be carried safely and loaded on a timely basis. Additionally, South Dakota Congressman Dusty Johnson is working with a California congressman on legislation to fix the container shortage. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.